Hello everybody and welcome to A Wild Camper's Diary. My name is Ben and the aim of this podcast is for me to offer you my thoughts on the world of wild camping, reflections and insights on my own experiences and hopefully, fingers crossed, some inspiration along the way. So, welcome to, rather aptly, Where Have I Been? And indeed, where have I been? Well, I've been rather busy. I must start off by just apologising for the lack of podcast episodes in recent months. It's been about 5 months. I'm just going to just put my cards on the table, fess up. I actually had to log into my own Apple Podcasts account to see when the last one was and what it was. And it was back in March. And it was just before I went off on the South Downs Way, and it was the podcast episode where I was just doing my final preparation and just kind of giving you my final thoughts before I headed out and did that 100-mile through hike. So a lot has happened since then. If you follow my YouTube channel, then you'll have a bit of an idea of what's been going on. But I haven't really got a massive plan for this episode apart from just to let you know what I've been doing and what I've been up to. Last episode was in March, as I mentioned, and in April Fool's Day, I left Winchester and I walked 100 miles all the way to Eastbourne on the South Downs Way. And if you're not familiar with national trails, you're not from the UK, the South Downs Way is the only national trail that is completely within one of our national parks. So it starts in the South Downs National Park and it finishes in the South Downs National Park, which is quite nice. It was my first through hike and it was brilliant. There were some ups and downs, no pun intended. But overall, it was an incredible experience. I'm very pleased with how it went. I'm pleased with the vlogs, sort of the video documenting that came out of it. And if you've not seen that, if you go to my YouTube channel, you will be able to kind of catch up on all of that. And I've uploaded it in episodes, but I've also uploaded a kind of full length kind of film movie version, if you like, of it, which is about an hour and 25 minutes, which I've since discovered some people like to watch, just like to sit down and watch the whole adventure from start to finish. So that's worth noting. And I've noted that sort of for future kind of video making I do when I'm walking these trails. I learned a lot about through hiking. I learned a lot about doing it on your own because I was out there for 6.5 days on my own. And I discovered quite a lot about myself as well. And I know it sounds a bit cheesy, you know, the whole self-discovery thing, but actually there's a lot in it. And I really would encourage anyone, really, whatever age you are, to spend an extended period of time on your own with nature in the outdoors, because it really did me a lot of good. I was asked when I returned whether I kind of thought about certain things going on in my life, and yeah, there was a little bit of that, but actually I put it to one side, not in a kind of running away from it, but actually just going back to focusing on the day-to-day, on putting one foot in front of the other, making sure I was going to get to the next town or hill or camp or whatever it is on time, making sure my feet were in good condition, you know, I didn't have any hot spots, like making sure I had enough water, I was eating enough, and you know, all of that, and I was dry and from rain and mud and everything. And actually, that was wonderful, just thinking about that and nothing else. Not thinking about family, not thinking about work or bills or mortgages or anything like that, but actually just that alone. And it was very, very satisfying. I originally planned to do it, I think, in 6 days, 5 or 6 days, which I think was probably a little bit over ambitious for my first through hike. And so I ended up doing it in 6.5 days, which was fine. So I think I was averaging about 15 to 20 miles a day. Probably 15 to 17 miles a day I was kind of averaging. And I learned just to kind of, as time went on, to kind of go with the flow, listen to my body, not beat myself up. You know, if I only feel like doing 12 miles, just do 12 miles. If I feel like doing 19, 20 miles, do that. And that was a big takeaway. That was a really big takeaway for me, is just to be adaptive and just to hike my own hike, as they say. I think it was day two where I realized I had the wrong sleeping bag in my rucksack, and it was unusually cold in April. Those of you that live in England and in southern England will remember back in April, we had that cold snap, and it got down to about -1, -2 out on the South Downs. And also I'm quite exposed out there as well, so it felt colder and it was a thicker frost. I remember when I woke up at the 50 mile point in Amberley, there was ice in my bottle. So that gives you an idea of how cold it got for April. And April is a bit of a funny month, really, because it can kind of go either way. I mean, I remember growing up having snow in April, but then I've known it to be really balmy and warm. And so, yeah, you never know what way it's going to go. Having said that, it was a good month and it was a good season to hike it in. It wasn't busy. I met one or two people doing it, which was nice occasionally, but the majority of the time I was on my own. But I think if I'd done it now, kind of in summer, it would have been a lot more crowded and potentially hotter. Even though we're not having a very hot summer, it would have been warmer. So I don't have any regrets about doing it in April. But yeah, just in terms of kind of sleeping bag, I think I learned from it just to take more than what I need. And I think that would be my other takeaway is in terms of sleeping bags, is to not just go, not sort of think, oh, weight saving. Obviously that is kind of important, but actually what is one going to do when you do get that cold snap? And obviously in summer, you can get cold snaps as well as in the spring. So that was the South Downs Way. And yeah, got back from that. I did do another wild camp shortly after that, out in the Surrey Hills in a bivvy bag, no tent, no tarp, and it was weird but nice just to arrive at this hill, having not had to do any hiking, but apart from 1 mile in, I think, from my car, and then just to put my kit out and just lay out under the stars. And that was lovely. That was really nice. I had a really good view of the stars that night. And I think that was around about May time, I think. The other big thing is that I changed the name of my YouTube channel. So you'll know that to date, I've been known as Londoner Outdoors on my YouTube channel. There is a video, I'm not going to go into all of it, there is a video explaining why I changed it. But yeah, I think doing the South Downs Way was a big kind of turning point for me in kind of my outdoor interests and pursuits, and so I got rid of Londoner Outdoors and it became Ben's Hikes and Camps, and it still is Ben's Hikes and Camps, which is fantastic. And it just sort of encompasses more about what I'm doing and where I'm going and the types of videos that I want to make. There's something about putting your name into it as well. I think it just gives it more of a personal kind of touch. And I got rid of the old logo and I've put my ugly mug in the YouTube profile picture. I think it's something about people seeing a face. And I'll see how that goes. I may replace it with a logo. I've started playing around with logos, new logos, but haven't quite got the design I'm happy with just yet, so we'll see how we go with that. And in terms of what else has been going on, I went and did the Pedder's Way in Norfolk a few weeks ago, and that is a 46 mile national trail. It's an old Roman road stretching from a place called Nettleshall Heath, which is sort of just above the Suffolk border, Suffolk-Norfolk border, and I hiked up to a place called Holme Next the Sea, which is up on the Norfolk coast on the Wash, and I managed to do that in 2.5 days, which I'm actually, from a personal best point of view, I'm really pleased with. I managed to crack the 20 miles per day. So I did that on day one. I think I did 20, and the next day I did about 19, and then I did the remaining sort of 6.5, 7 on the final morning. So from a personal best point of view, I was really pleased with that. Admittedly, it is completely flat. but even so, yeah, I was quite proud of that, and I had a couple of cracking wild camps. So that the first one I had kind of done an online recce, if you like, and I'd gone onto the US maps and had a bit of a search and found this place at the 20-mile point. It wasn't open access land, so I didn't know whether it was going to be accessible, but it was literally right next to the trail, so I thought that there's a possibility I might be able to find a way in. So I decided to take the risk and head for that, and it was great. And there is a video up if you want to have a look at that. It's episode 1 of the Pedder's Way. And I took my Lanshan 2 Pro, which is my single skin hiking tent, trekking pole tent, and put that up in the woods, and it was a lovely camp. That I had a really nice sunset kind of shining into the tent, and I felt comfortable. I didn't really feel on edge. There was a couple of walkers that walked by, and I'm sure they noticed me, but I just didn't really make a thing of it, and it was fine, and I just felt comfortable. And I think there are sometimes, with the thing with wild camping, after doing many wild camps, is that there's just a feeling you get when it's sort of going to be okay. You just, time has gone by, you've not seen anyone, you're kind of laying low, you're just allowing yourself to kind of decompress from the day and just enjoy the sounds and all the rest of it, of the woods or wherever you, nature, wherever you're at. And then the second wild camp I did was interestingly in a graveyard of a church that I had contacted whilst I was on the trail to ask if I could put my tent up in their grounds, and they said yes. And I've had a bit of a mixed reaction on that. I've had people who've been quite surprised, being vehemently against that, saying no, I couldn't do that, that's too weird. And then I've had some people saying, oh, actually, yeah, that's, I hadn't thought about that, and I didn't have an issue with it at all. It was more about just finding the flattest parts really to put my tent up. And my response to people was, well, the thing is, if you've walked 20 miles and you're absolutely knackered and it's been raining and you know there is, someone has said that you can put your tent up on their land, regardless if it's a graveyard or not, then I think maybe people would think differently when they were in that situation. The other option is, and it was raining quite a lot at this point when I arrived, which was about 7 in the evening, you could just carry on traipsing up the trail, looking into farmers' fields, having a look and see where you can sort of hide away. The wild camping opportunities are better nearer the beginning to the middle point of the Pedder's Way. It's a little bit harder on the second half, I would say. It's not impossible, but it is a bit harder. But it did get me thinking about wild camping in graveyards, and about actually, not, you know, just simply from a practical point of view, not from a morbid point of view, it's something I would do again, actually, and I would think about. I had already contacted the church for water because they had a water refill point, and I was planning to stop off there for water, and then I just sent them another email whilst I was en route and said, oh, how would you feel about me putting my tent up? And you know, I just said, look, I'm a respectful hiker and wild camper. I always, you know, you wouldn't know that I'd been there, and you know, they can only say no. That's the way I thought about it. And they said, yeah, no problem. So maybe consider that if you're ever out and you're a bit stuck and you're worried about where you're going to put your tent up. I wouldn't do it without asking. That's the only thing. I definitely wouldn't just put my tent up in without asking, unless it was a complete emergency. But yeah, it's always good to ask. So that was the most recent project. And then because I work in education, I've been off on the school holidays. Nice long summer holidays. So I've just been Kind of doing family things. What else did I do? Oh yeah, I went on a kayaking trip with my friend Alex in Surrey, and we met up and got our inflatable kayaks out, dusted them off. We both admitted to each other that we hadn't used them for 1 to 2 years, so we're a little bit feeling like we were amateurs. But we headed down to the River Wey, found a launch spot, and we had a nice little, I think it was a 4 hour little paddle up the river and back, and it was great. I really, really enjoyed that that time, and it was just very relaxing. Not hiking, not camping. You know, we took some supplies, and we took a stove, and we made some coffee on the riverbank at one point, and it was great. Pretty warm actually, it was pretty strong sunshine. But a really great trip, and it's something I want to do again. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be doing it all year round. I don't know if I'm going to be one of those kinds of kayakers, but I wouldn't mind maybe combining it with a wild camp. What do you think? Don't know. I've seen some people do that with more robust vessels, such as people like sort of Kent Survival, Simon A Bloke in the Woods, YouTubers, wild campers, seasoned fellows who have done it with those kind of Canadian style canoes, you know, out in Scandinavia or whatever. So there's me with my 100 quid inflatable kayak. I don't know if it'll work, but maybe it would. So that's something I'm chewing over, having a think about possibly a camping and kayaking trip. And in terms of kind of future plans, if you've not sort of been tuned into my YouTube channel, next year I'm going to be walking Wainwright's Coast to Coast, which will be in August next year. That's the time that I have the slot available to do it, and that is 192 miles, so that will be my biggest walk yet, and I'm taking 2 weeks off to do that. And I'm going to spend the next 11 months preparing for it, which is exciting, having all that time just to kind of save up for kit and to keep practicing and training and learning and talking to other people that have done it, which I've already started doing, and already, you know, getting ideas and suggested routes and things to avoid and things to buy and all of that. So I think one of the things with wild camping and hiking that I really like is the planning that goes into it. That's almost as exciting, you know, just sitting down and studying maps and choosing kit or snapping up a bargain on eBay or a gadget or something. So that's the big one. That's the big goal for next year. I've got a big birthday next year, so it's pretty significant. So I wanted to do a big walk for my big birthday. Obviously, in terms of training, I'm going to have to sort of take a similar approach as I did training for the South Downs Way, where you know, I can't replicate the coast-to-coast walk in the southeast of England. You know, the terrain is obviously very different, but I can walk and I can hike and I can do long distances and just build stamina and just sort of, you know, build up my mental strength as well with it, and that's what I plan to do. I am going to try and get up to the Lake District. Well, I'm not going to try, I am going to go to the Lake District, and I'm going to do a couple of camps and walks up there, just to familiarize myself with terrain and just the environment that I'm going into. Because if you don't know, the first kind of third of the walk, the coast to coast walk, is across the Lake District, which has a plethora of fells, mountains, you know, elevation, loose rock, all sorts of things that we just don't have in the southeast of England. So that is something that I definitely want to go and familiarize myself with. I won't be able to go loads, but if I get up a couple of times, it'll be good for me. I think it'll be good. So that's about it, really. That is about it. That's where I've been. I've been okay. It's just time, you know, getting a lot of stuff done. And, you know, the last few months, especially up to sort of April and after April, kind of May, was preparing for the South Downs Way, doing the South Downs Way, and then I had to do so much editing. I had hundreds and hundreds of videos that I had to go through and stitch together and edit and upload to YouTube, and it just takes so much time. And so the podcast had to kind of take a bit of a back seat. And then there's sort of, you know, life things sort of happen, and the podcast got a little bit neglected, I'm afraid, but hopefully this will spur me on to do a few more episodes. And yeah, so if you enjoyed this one, and if you're able, on whatever platform you're listening, you're able to leave any kind of review or feedback, that would be fantastic. You can't send me an Instagram message at the moment because I'm taking a bit of a break from Instagram and social media, so I'm not really contactable. But yeah, thank you so much for sticking with the podcast. And I hope you've enjoyed this one, just kind of catching up on what's been going on. And yeah, I look forward to producing another episode and seeing you again on A Wild Camper's Diary.